dream. You said you'd never leave.
Welcome to Letters from the Pen. I am your host, R&B singer Nakia.
And I'm your co-host, T.
Okay, so what's up with the Mickey Mouse hat?
Well, listen, this is my
son's hat. Are you Mickey Mouse today?
This is my son's hat. So today I am in a, what do you call it? A comfy zone, because we're doing music reviews today and I'm excited. I even brought a Baja wrap with chicken. You try it. Tropical smoothie.
Ew.
Great. Well, it's great.
Now, you know, I'm a vegetarian, so I will not be eating any meat or trying any Baja wrap. So
okay,
that's out of the question. That's not going to happen.
That's okay. Maybe next.
Yes, maybe next. So anyway, we have a really awesome show for you guys tonight. We are going to be doing some music reviews of some independent artists and some not independent artists. And you will have the opportunity to call in and let us know if the song is hot or if it's not. So let's get this party started. But before we do that, you know, we got to read our letter. And we have a good one for tonight. So the letter that we have tonight is from a man. And it's so interesting because we don't really get that many men writing in. It's usually mostly women. But it's okay because we give the men advice too. So let me get off into this letter. Dear Letters from the Pen, me and my wife have been married for 2 years. I recently found out that she's been having an affair for a year and that our son may not be mine. Ooh, yeah, that made me pause. I felt that. That made me pause. But anyway, let me keep reading this letter. I recently found out that the possibility that this child might be my neighbor's. My neighbor also has a wife. I really want to beat the crap out of him and I want to say something, but I don't want to break up his home as well as mine is already broken up. I'm going crazy on a daily. Every time I see this man, I really want to attack him. And at the same time, I'm thinking in my head, maybe it's not his fault, but we've been neighbors for 2 years since me and my wife have been married. Dear Letters from the Pen, please tell me what I should do. Confused and not wanting to go to jail. Oh, oh.
Well, you can tell his wife and then you'll end up with his wife and he'll end up with your wife.
Ew. No, I'm just... No, that's messy. That is messy.
I was just playing.
That's messy.
Okay,
girl, give your advice, because you know I'm going to be nosy next. So you go ahead, give your advice.
Okay. So first of all, how did you find out? How long has this been going on?
A year. You said it right here in the letter.
Okay, I didn't hear that part. Sorry.
And their child might not be his.
Get a DNA test. They have home kits. They have all that.
Okay, first of all, this sounds like some backwoods sleep with your cousin stuff. So,
but if he already signed that birth certificate, then guess what? He's stuck.
No, he is not stuck, honey. It depends on what
he's
state.
Stuck until he can get off that birth certificate.
No. Don't be giving out false information here on Letters from the Pen. Okay? Each state has a different set of statutes and laws when it comes to this type of situation. So it depends on what state you're in. So I would suggest that you go talk to an attorney and figure out what your options are. Okay? And then get a DNA test. Because, first of all, a few things. It's not right if... which I'm sure by now the child's attached to you. So the child thinks and knows you as daddy. So it's going to be heartbreaking, but this is something that has
Make
to be done. If that other man is this child's father, that child does deserve to know who their father is. Now, on the other side of things, like, this is what I understand about people. If you're in a situation and you're unhappy, why are we cheating? Why are we not just being adults and saying, like, you know what? I'm not happy. So I don't want to be in this relationship. Or have an open marriage. Sometimes people love each other, but they're just not fulfilled with one person. So it could be a situation, and I'm not judging anybody or whatever. I mean, I could never do that because I'm too jealous and I'm too selfish. But there are situations where people are like, you know what? We can have an open relationship, and at the end of the day, things are fine, right? So it works out that way sometimes for people. But what doesn't work out is the lying, and then you got to sneak. And then now you're not only disrupting one family, you're disrupting another family. And it's just not right. And sir, I really hate to say this part, but I say this to women all the time. If you're not happy, and they do it once, they're going to do it twice. So if you're not happy, then you need to leave. You need to figure out that child is yours. And you guys can be perfectly happy and fine co-parenting. Okay? And you can co-parent in a way to where it doesn't affect the child so much that they feel like they are missing a parent. Now, the other side of things, hey, Indigo girl. Okay, so we're just addressing this letter right now. So the other side of things is, which you didn't mention in the letter, but we need to figure out what's the deal with the house. Like, do you both own it together? Is it someplace you're renting? If this is something that can be kind of like, whoever's going to have the child most of the time can stay in the house. Usually most of the time, the courts always usually make the man leave, but, or if you guys could just really stay living in the same house, if you're not financially secure enough to separate and move on, could live in the same house and be cordial, but you got to be cordial about it. And sir, don't go next door killing the neighbor. I know it's going to hurt to see his face every time you see him, but don't go killing the neighbor, because then you're going to go to jail, and it's really not worth it. It's not. And for the neighbor, like, sir, she's going to do the same thing to you. It's not right. So y'all need to grow up, get it together, because there are children involved, and get your life. Like, stop doing this nonsense, because it's just not right. And we don't got time for this. Because personally, if it was me, I probably would have bust you in your head while you sleep or something. Like, stop playing with me.
You do
like,
not.
What?
You
do not. Oh, we don't condone violence on letters from the pen. But I was just saying what I had might done. Okay, because I'm one of them people. D, you probably would have been petty and cut the shoestrings or something.
Take all the left shoes, baby. Cut all the left pockets out. Drop that change in that pocket and hear jingling down the leg.
Can you hear us, Indigo? You connected? Can you hear us? We can't hear you.
Okay, we can't hear you. So go down to the mic.
Unmute yourself.
And the little microphone. Are you still muted? She probably has to go up, hit the mic, and then go up and then the voice.
Now unmute yourself.
Unmute yourself. Say hi.
Boom.
We still can't. I can't hear her.
Still can't hear you. Are you on mute or you unmuted? Turn your volume up.
She's
push your headphones in.
She probably didn't hit audio, whatever, when she went on.
Hello?
Yes, hi, girl, we can hear you.
Oh, my God.
It's a little bit on my head, but, you know, I was trying to make it work. This is my son.
Technical difficulties getting in here. Talking about this letter of this man that he's been married to his wife for 2 years. He found out she was having an affair with the neighbor for a year. The baby might not be his. And I was just saying, like, girl, she lucky because, you know, a lot of people don't handle that type of stuff too well. That's why people be on Snap and stuff. I mean, I be watching that, but, you know, but that's why people be on Snap. Like, you can't be out here doing.
For real, people crazy.
What's your advice?
What advice would you give this man?
Y'all keep going in and out. This thing is going.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good advice. We're going to beat your face in and out. So.
We do not. Domestic. But
you silly.
Okay, letters in the pen does not condone domestic violence. I don't even.
Given
but
the domestic violence.
I'm just saying, like, you can't be around here cheating on me. Like, just tell me, and then you could go your own way, and it's okay. But like, if you start cheating and doing dumb stuff, I'm gonna start acting vindictive. Like, I'm gonna put like a shitty baby diaper in the bed, and when you lay down, you ain't even gonna know, and your head gonna hit it. Like, stop playing. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just leave you alone. I don't got time.
You know what? All I gotta say is shout out to Tropical Smoothie for this Baja Chicken wrap, because baby, they knew what they was doing when they made it.
Anyway. So look.
All right.
We're gonna get our music review started for the night, because we got a few songs to get through. We got some good ones. I think maybe some not so good ones, but we're gonna be the judge of that. So before we get into these songs of these and these artists, D, drop the sponsors for the night.
Oh, you drop the sponsors, because I'm
boy, stop smacking.
Okay, don't be on over there full.
Why are you on here smacking?
Anyway, so
Letters from the Pen is brought to you by LHS Home Care. I said that like I was from down south. LHS Home Care, for all your home care needs for your loved ones in the New York and Tri-State area. OG2 Entertainment. What's the name of that sponsor you got on your shirt?
Native Breed.
Boom. Native Breed clothing line. You see, D, she's trying to model it. I don't know what she's doing.
Hold on. Don't
turn to the side.
Wait.
Yeah, that don't work. No, turn faster. You look like you ain't got a neck.
Oh. What a neck.
Nativebreed.com. Go on the website. Get that 420 friendly gear. She crazy. JRC cleanup. For all your cleanup needs. No job is too small or too big. They don't hide dead bodies, so don't be calling them for that. And Amore Dior Designs for all your press needs. They make Letters from the Pen possible. Okay? If you guys want to comment on this letter, or you have a letter that you want us to read and give you advice on, go to the website www.lettersfromthepen.com. Drop that letter and we will read it and give you some advice. Okay, anyway, so we're going to get into this music review.
But be prepared.
Be prepared for the get back.
It's
very creepy, like, be prepared.
Okay,
so we're gonna get into this review, and don't be trying to write us later and call us later and talk crap, okay? Because fans can call in 888-627-6008 and let us know if you thought the song was hot or not. Okay, so boom, we're gonna get into the first song. So the first song we're gonna play is by Gene Poopleman Anderson. Now, he's a blues legend, okay? He played with George Clinton and the Psychedelics and everything, so he's doing his little solo thing, so we ain't gonna beat him up too bad, you know, but we gonna play his new single.
Yeah. So
wait. What is this
single? Put some respect on his name.
Right. Respect it. So his new single is called Put Your Face Mask On.
Okay, so for everybody out there, coughing season, not giving 6 feet distance, with all this COVID going around, put your face mask on.
Put it on.
I think this is going to be my theme song.
Everybody, get a band-aid.
Okay, so once again, that was Put Your Face Mask On by Jean Pupu Anderson. And I actually think that song's kind of cool because people need to put their damn face mask on. I'm tired of that. I was in the grocery store yesterday, and this don't you hear when you're in the store and somebody's standing on your back and you like ease up, and then they keep easing up too, and it's like, ma'am, don't you see signs on the floor?
Ain't it like 6 feet? Like,
right. Like, put your damn face mask on.
I was in Burlington, and they were doing that to me, and the lady just kept pushing her cart back, and I was like, okay, so I start in my face mask. And she gonna back up. Now you wanna back up.
Oh,
you ain't wanna back up.
You back up.
I'm gonna download this song and I'm gonna put it on my phone. And every time I see somebody without one, I'm gonna play this shit. Put your face mask on.
Right. That part.
Okay. Put your face mask on, Dennis. All right.
Tell us what you think about the first song.
It had like a nice little funk twist to it too.
Yeah,
right. It had a little bop.
Right. It kind of made me think like, put your face mask on for a bop your face. Like, that's what I'm telling you. You could dance to that. You could dance to that.
I think she wanted to bop somebody's face.
We do not condone domestic violence. I mean, no type of violence, whether it's domestic.
Okay, we don't, but put your face mask on.
Don't catch felony charges over here.
Okay, so the next artist that we're going to play the song, and I know they're listening, so get ready for some real honest feedback. We are going to play Trap Open by Low Life Molito. Let's get it.
The world famous $8.
Little sad shit. Motherfucking Harley Philly for wild shit. In the trap house like a dumb at the Rosen. I was just grabbing the ticket at Trojan. I was just broke as a bitch, rhyme bite down, read my trap, bust a lick trap open. Jigging out SNS, my 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 trap open. Get my dad's out by a cooker, she open. Me and Bossy O2 got we posted. Served off food when the dope ain't potent. No, not said, but these niggas be Jonesin'. No King Jane, Lil Bill, I'm chosen. Get my dick up by a cooker, she open. I just 28, wonder why I'm boasting. Rocking that strap, I love shit like I own it. I'm too explosive. In the trap house like I'm dumb at the Rosen. I was just grabbing the ticket at Trojan. I was just broke as a bitch, ride bike, that remail, drop, bust a lick trap open. Checking out SNS, my trap open. Checking out SNS, my trap open. Checking out SNS, my trap open. I get a wing and it's a lab at bonus. My jacket consisted, I give him a bonus. Sipping on white, pop a bean for the focus. Nobody know that I saw what I'm toting. Got a little blank, they live out of Oakland. Nobody know that I saw that she toting. Nobody know that I saw why I walk with a limit, I walk with a limit cause I told it. I'm too explosive in the trap house like I do my DeRozan. I was just grabbing the ticket at Trojan. I was just broke as a bitch, ride bike, that read my trap, buzz a lick trap open. Jigging out SNS, my 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 trap open. Auntie still calls, she need a credit. Roll mean and ball, make count lettuce. Get spaghetti like a Corey Maggette. Me and Mano pulling out a machete. I'm a king of diamonds, throwing out fatty. Mixing on lean on my motherfucking henny. Sipping on green codeine, ain't ready. Clip a nigga like a Corey Maggette. My little nigga finna drill for that fatty. My little nigga still be cooking no Chevys. All this dripping's obvious, you ain't ready. Sipping on green codeine, ain't ready. The niggas broke in the bill with no fatty. Get spaghetti like a Corey Maggette. Let my nut hang and say it too heavy. They say I'm a fiend for the green getting fatty. I'm too explosive in the trap high like I do my DeRozan. I was just grabbing the ticket at Trojan. I was just broke as a bitch, ride bike down, remail, try buzz a lick trap open. Jigging out SNS, my trap open. Jigging out SNS, my trap open. Jigging out SNS, my trap open. Bitch.
Okay, so that was Low Life Molito, Trap Open. So what y'all think about that song? But
lean on my henny. Focus? Oh, focus?
The only thing I didn't understand was the coochie open. Like, what was she talking about?
He said he liked Fitty.
Okay, guys, we got a caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name's Margaret. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. Are you going to comment on one of the songs? Were they hot, not, face mask on, trap open?
Face mask on.
Put your face mask on.
Yes. Had a nice, jazzy, funky vibe. A nice beat you could bob to. The second song, they need to go back into the studio and scratch that and try again.
Oh,
gave me a headache.
So that was a not hot.
Exactly. Not hot for the second song.
Oh. Well, okay, Margaret, thank you. I'm here at Letters from the Pen. You know, we like to keep it real. So low life, she thinks you need to go back and...
And while you're out there, Margaret, make sure you keep your face mask on.
Definitely so.
Thank you. Thank you for calling us. Bye-bye. Oh, okay.
Keep it real.
So, getting real up in here. Okay, so we are going to...
what did you ladies think?
Oh, we got another caller. JJ from New Jersey. Okay. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
JJ from New Jersey.
Okay. What's your comment?
Yeah, I was... the first song with the whole thing about keeping your mask on and all that, I could get that's a cool song. You know, kind of had me kind of skeptical in the beginning, but it did have a meaning. But that second song, what the fuck was that? I'm not trying to be funny,
trap,
you know.
Trap open. It was trap open.
What the fuck was he trying to say?
I caught some of the words. Can't remember all the words.
That lean in my henny, explosive.
Trap open. Trap open.
Yeah, rapping like Fetty. Something, spaghetti.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I couldn't even hear nothing but the beat. Crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, so Low Life Molito, if you out there listening, we're gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself. We're gonna have to talk about this. We're gonna have to get you up on a show and let you do something live or something. You gotta redeem yourself because you're getting chopped up here, sir.
Yeah,
you need to come back and regroup.
But okay, JJ, thank you for calling in. Continue to listen to the show. We got some more knots and hots coming.
And keep your face mask.
Yeah, I got my face mask on.
Keep it on.
All right.
Cool. Thank you for calling.
All righty.
Have a good night. Continue to listen. Okay, so the next song we're about to play is called Staying in My Own Lane by Rallo. Jesus. Is it Jesus or Jesus? Jesus? I don't know, child. It's Rallo.
Is it G?
No, girl, it's a G. A G.
Can it be Jesus?
No, ain't no damn Jesus. It ain't got a J. It's a G. Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
All right. So,
we're going to stay out of this.
Welcome to the low life. Yeah. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane. Staying in my lane, I ain't like you. Everything original, I'm staying true. Big dog status with the top down. Ride through the streets of the A-town. Blessings on blessings, I'm chilling. Learning like blessings, no feelings. I get it and handle my business. Stack to the ceiling, they see that I'm winning. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day. I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing it's my day, I'm from the hood, so I'm mopping up the highway. Staying in my own lane, rolling dolo, no.
knowing it's my show though. In a photo, quitting is a no-no. Apply pressure, this world in a tension. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes sir. Stay to the grind, all about mine. All my raw down, let these haters see me shine. Rolling with the 9-8 ball corner pocket. You can keep trying, but your haters can't stop it. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing that it's my day. I'm from the hood, so I'm mobbing up the highway. Staying in my own lane. Feeling good, backing out the driveway. Knowing that it's my day. I'm from the hood, so I'm mobbing up the highway. Staying in my own lane. Hold it in the road,
watch it. All right, I could kind of get down with that.
I like the, you know, the little, the beat. And, you know, I was backing out the driveway. Oh, then it started going.
He kind of reminded me of
Okay.
Right. Right. No, okay. What is that rapper's name? He be doing the now he be on TV doing the cars in that shop with the cars being redone.
My exhibit.
Oh, exhibit.
Yes, that's who he reminded me of. I swear to God, that reminded me of Exhibit. I'm not even playing. I'm not playing. But it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. It kind of had like this West Coast vibe to it. Like if somebody was like, you know, 420 friendly, that's something they could ride and, you know, puff to. I mean, I'm not 420 friendly myself, but I'm just saying. I'm just giving people ideas.
Well, I am. And I could ride to it and puff to it.
See? So I'm saying. All right, sir. All right, let's see who we gonna play next. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. So we gonna play, I think this is a female. Yeah, we need some female vibe. Okay, so we gonna play Mrs. Oh yeah, I think this is a girl. She said Mrs. We're gonna play Mrs. Sandman by Kula Von Sill. Let's see what she working with, Mrs. Sandman. Don't be trying to put us to sleep.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Give him two lips like me.
Come get some. Come get some. Come get some. Come get
cooler.
He come home late for working hard, the world is on his shoulders. I scrub them in the tub and then I flip that chocolate over. There's a war outside, so he needs to know that I'm his soldier. His exes try to rock, I told these hoes, go kick a boulder. I tried to tell ya, Kula Von, that female dawn. Empire State, white boy hand, so you know they call me
Queenie Kong.
And he's my king, so I do these kinky things. Seduction is an art form, so this canvas is my human being. He makes my heart sing, so I drop it slow like it's nothing. A hot queen with a hot plate, these young girls don't know nothing. He called me Mrs. Cause I give hugs and kisses. He called me Mrs. Cause I taste so delicious. He called me Mrs. Cause I grant all his wishes. He calls me Mrs. He called me Mrs. Sandman. Cause I put his ass to sleep. And I make him weak. Cause I'm his personal freak. We do it 3 times a week. At least he said my beauty rock my bell because I am a beast. He got blue collar in him with them dirty denims. And when I'm with him, hey, I know I kill him. Oh, Mrs. Stop by. You want the king that I got? You ain't close to being God.
Okay, I'm gonna let y'all handle that one. Not everybody.
No.
The beat was cool though. I like the little sample of Mr. Sandman. Okay, so moving beat along.
Little. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, yeah, the beat was dope. Okay, moving along. We're going to play...
His little freak.
No. We're going to play Just Skate. Oh, wait.
Flip him over.
Wait.
That's right, you don't do your thing.
We got to call it. Call it. What's your name?
She did say flip that nigga out. Not flip him over, though.
Wait, hold on 1 second, y'all. This is a better line. I'm sorry. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Jahad. It's me, JJ, from New Jersey.
Oh, you calling us back, JJ?
Yeah.
You're going to follow us the whole show. Okay, that's what's up. What you got? What you want to comment?
The song about old boy standing in his own lane. Now that song right there had me vibing. You know, it had me really groove. It had me in a vibe. But the other song with old girl with the Sandman beat, like the beat was fire. That ain't no lie about that. But it's, I don't know. It's too many female artists nowadays trying to be Megan Thee Stallion and whole lot of Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, wannabes, like, and it's just irritating. It's like they need to come up with their own swag. It's starting to get boring. So I ain't really.
So who did you think she sounded like? Because I didn't think she sounded like Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
I think she was trying. It could have been too that I was listening to it through the phone while I was waiting to get y'all to pick up. So.
Okay, JJ.
So are you trying to say that I should stay in my lane because there's too many female rap artists out there?
Nah, you see,
right?
It's different. Your music has you hear meaning. You hear your struggle. You hear what you've been through.
Wait, that was my song.
Nah, man.
I'm just saying that was in my song.
JJ, I think you should get in your car, back out the driveway, and stay in your lane.
But you can speed up.
Okay.
Thank you
for calling in. We're gonna continue with the music review. Keep it locked. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right.
So now, we're going to play PJ Dakota Just Skate.
Okay.
PJ Dakota.
Skate, skate, skate.
Speed it up, here we go. Your favorite song and you want
that was PJ. Dakota just skate.
Did she? I thought that was too. The wigs come off.
No, I think she said to the wigs fall off.
Oh, I thought she said until the wigs come off. I was about to say yes. Oh my God. That wig come off, baby.
Skate till they wigs fly off?
Not
somebody
the wigs come off.
Yes, I was about to say, oh, baby, when we meet? You had to know if she knew me or not. I was like, yes, baby, you know, every no time way. We a restaurant, a place, work, the
oh,
wig,
match. Oh,
yeah, no, that was like a cute little party song. I think that will be like a good little summer song.
I think that's cute for like the skating rink.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how old she sounds, kind of right. young, but I mean, I don't know, but it was like a cute little cute little kid bop.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, PJ Dakota girl,
right. Yes. Remix it to the wigs fall off, yes, girl, remix. If you need me on that track, you holler at me.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Lisa, and I'm calling from Michigan. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay, Lisa from Michigan, and you guys have me laughing. It was not wigs. I think she said wheels.
Yes, she did.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah, I give it a thumbs up. We don't have too much R&B out right now, and everybody at some point has skated, so I think it's a kind of cool summer song.
Right, it looks it's like a cute song for the skating rink, right? In the summertime. Yes, but if she wants, she could remix the song to the wigs fall off.
She gonna get the wigs off.
Nobody wanna skate to their wig fall off.
No, they don't.
No, that's what you call a good time. When that wig falls off, then you say you had a good time.
That's a catfish.
Oh my God. I like the song. I really like the song.
Cool. Thank you. Keep it on lock. We're still doing it for me. Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. She out here wigs falling off. I'm done with you.
He's got wigs falling off.
You gonna mute your mic.
The wigs like fall off.
Don't do that. I thought she just knew me. She might know me. You know me, girl.
She don't know you. She don't know
write
you.
Write a letter. Letters in the pen.
I'll be that girl
you call Dick.
Okay, girl. I think she's just trying to get somebody to get her a wig. So if somebody out there sell bundles or something, go to www.lettersfromthepen.com. Let us know, and D gonna get her a bundle. I don't do bundles.
I got a lot. I'll get some more. I don't mind having more. Okay, called a collection.
Okay, girl. Let's get to the next song. Ciao. So right now we're gonna play. This song better be dope too because of its name. Okay, this better
what's
be a dope song. I'll be very upset. Okay, so the name of this song is called Carolina Chick by Alia, or either Alia. I hope I said the name right. Carolina Chick. This better be a good song.
Carolina Chick, money, hello. Carolina chick, all so relevant. No about your acting, I'm too elegant. Me off, you know I be.
Okay, so she giving me that Dej Loaf type sound.
I was just gonna say that.
Like an auto tune thing going on.
I was gonna say that.
She gets that.
But the song has potential. Like that, yeah. That's a cool little song.
Exactly. I don't have nothing bad to say about the song, but she's giving me like that Dej Loaf vibe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, girl. Alia. I don't know how to say your name the right way, so I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm chopping it up, but that was a cute little song, Carolina Chick. Okay. That was cute, girl.
From the Carolinas.
That was cute, girl. We're going to spin that song on the radio station the next time, too. That was a cute little song. And you too, PJ Dakota, just skate. We gonna play that too, but not without the wigs falling off, the wheels coming off. Don't do it, girl.
Remix the song, girl.
Okay, so we still got a bunch of songs to get through, so we're gonna keep it moving. But okay. Again, if anybody wants to call in and comment, 888-627-6008. We are here for it. All right, so right now we're gonna play a song called Hope by Twicky. I think it's Twicky.
You just messing up everybody's name.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Incorrect, huh?
I'm sorry. Give me a damn spell check.
Yeah. Before it get better, it must get worse. There must be a light. Life turn around sometimes, so leave your fears behind and rise. See the future is bright. Believe we will survive. Oh, we will get through. We will get through. Wave up your flag so high. Together we can make this world so right. Wave up your flag so high. Together we can make this world so right.
I like it.
Okay. So I was gonna say Twicky. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm chopping people names up tonight. But that song was good.
Oh, God.
Right? It almost made me wanna cry. But you know, I don't cry. I'm not a crier, so
I'm
crying on the inside for that song. Boom. But check it out. We got a caller. Caller, line two. What's your name and where you calling from?
Caller, come into the building.
Okay, the call probably dropped.
I think it probably did. All right, so we're gonna keep it moving, but Twicky, that song Hope is really nice, and it's good for kind of like what's going on, you know, right now. But that's a dope song. We're going to put that in rotation. Okay. But I'm not going to cry for you. I don't cry. But anyway,
I'll cry, baby.
Okay. So you cry while your wig is flying off. I'm sorry, yo, this next name, I'm going to chop up really bad. Cause I don't know how to say this name, but the name of the song is called Holly. Or either Haley or Holly. Maybe it's Haley. But the artist's name is Moon Boy Epic. Moon Boy? Boy?
Moon Boy.
I don't know. I don't know. Whatever. Haley. The song's called Haley. The artist is Moon Boy Epic.
Name.
I'm sorry. Right. The sound
just a letter.
From the encyclopedia.
Oh, na, 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 yeah, yeah.
On the bass.
DJ.
cherry pie, big as roll.
Oh, he told us this.
Come on, then. Mado, if no be God, tell me who I for be. Tell me where I for take. If no be God, tell me what in I for do. Tell me if I for blow. If no be God, tell me who I for be. Tell me where I go take. If no be God, tell me what in I for do. Tell me if I go blow. Say hallé, hallé, hallé. Say hallé, hallé, hallé. Say hallé, hallé, hallé. Say hallé, hallelujah, Hosanna. Oluwa lokoko, ko wale ko wale lokbok bo my way. People them talk koko, she because we no get the money we don't go fly away. Oluwa lokoko, ko wale ko wale lokbok bo my way. People them talk koko, she because we no get the money they no go come my way. See. You put it them down, the people talk. And anything you do, the people talk. And if you know, see, I got the work. And for your life, oh, I got the work. Just as we make you make money.
Okay, so Moon Boy, I don't know what the hell you saying, but that song is dope. So you need to hit me up and tell me what you saying. That was a dope song, though.
I like it.
The production, the melody, it was a dope song. I just didn't know what he was saying. Now I know it's Holly, not Haley, because I understood that word.
Okay.
That's a dope song.
Caller.
Oh, boom. Yes, we have a caller. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sean. I'm calling from California.
West Coast. Okay, you have a comment?
Yeah, the crazy song and the one you just played, I like that song. That song was cool. The little reggae songs, I like that.
Okay, so what do you think about the other songs?
The one with the Twizzy? The one before this one?
Have you been watching, listening from the beginning?
Yes, but some of the songs, like the one before that, it was bearable. It was bearable. Some of it's like bearable, but it's coming and going.
So you're saying some of the songs were unbearable?
Some of them were unbearable, I'm sorry. But a lot of them were variable. Like I could do, you know?
Okay, what did you think of the song that just went off?
Holly. I like that song. I like Holly.
Yeah, I like that song too. See, we're there with that.
The one before that was a good song. Too.
Twiggy, Hope. Yeah, that was a good song. I like the message in that song as well. Did you want your wig to fly off while you were skating?
No, I didn't. I don't wear wigs, but you know, I wear braids though.
Okay, we got to get back to this review. We still got a couple of songs to get through, so we're gonna get back to this review. Thank you so much for calling in. Go to www.lettersfromthepen.com. Drop your information there. We'll send you a gift. Thank you.
All right, bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So this next song better be hot too, because it's called Light Skin, Dark Skin.
Ooh.
By Samuele Leon.
Oh. Dark Skin.
Light skin girl.
Okay, that was
and dark skin girl too. That was the bow.
So it kind of reminded me of literally like the 80s, no lie.
I did. That was an old
That was like
I was waiting for her bell bottoms and afros to come out. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Stupid.
That was straight techno.
Yeah.
I felt like I was in Hollywood Hills at a party in Hollywood.
Like, right. I felt like I should have started like doing a snake.
Okay.
Did you see how I went back and came back?
No, what was on? It reminded me, his voice reminded me of, what's that guy's name? Return of the Mac?
Oh, yeah. I forgot
his name. It kind of was like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We got a couple more songs to get through. So let's keep it moving.
Yep.
So we are going to play Make America Better by Describ Jehuti.
Yeah, come on. We have 3 minutes. Let's get through this.
Tragically and unfortunately, there is another America. This other America has a daily ugliness about it that constantly transforms the buoyancy of hope into the fatigue of despair.
Yo, the struggle is real. People can't deal. 99% can barely pay their bills. A living wage, give me something I can feel. At the rate I earn, no need to write a will. Cause nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If I wrote a will, I'd be doing nothing but bluffing. I was taught hard work brings good pay. So I'm productive in my workplace every day. But I still can't make ends meet. So I still gotta beat these streets. All day standing on my feet. Cause if I don't, then my cubs won't eat. Damn, with the land of the free, you can't tell. Instead of building schools, building more jails. I don't get it, I've been doing what I was told to do. The American dream is just a bugaboo.
Yes, sir. Make America great again, I'll pass. Make America better for the working class. Make America better.
So I think that sounds dope in the message that it's giving out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool.
I like it.
Good message.
It was cool. So our time is up, people. Our time is up. Thank you for joining us here on Letters from the Pen. We are going to take you guys out tonight with one last song. Make sure you tune in this Friday where we will be interviewing Raheem Divine and we'll have a little bit of something interesting. But so we're going to take you guys out with Life by Scrappy Groove.
Nigga, this my life. An everyday struggle. An everyday struggle was an everyday hustle. Can't drop tears cause emotions in a tuggle. Which way to turn, I don't know, whichever bubble. Trying to get it fast, get it hurry on a double. My mama says she with it just as long as we don't fumble. Well, I'ma keep climbing, got the line out the muzzle. And if resides a beast at the top, we gon' rumble. Fear no nigga, confident beast. Temper of an untamed gorilla, don't feed me. Coming from the 50s, straight up to the 100s. Right back down on my mama, you don't want it. You niggas stay dry, and we keep growing. Oh, yo, connect stop, mine keep going. Pistol packing heavy, empty then we load them. Tell a bitch some magazine.